whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I'm going to make a statement and you tell me if you guys agree or disagree, because this is how I feel. The Steelers defense is going to play a really good game. You want me to give the reasons why now?
Yes.
Okay. So in this four-game stretch where the Steelers defense hadn't looked especially good, every quarterback they've played except for one, from snap to throw, got rid of the ball faster than he has in any other game this season. Mm-hmm. So the game plan is get it out quick, death by a thousand cuts, lull them into a false sense of security, and then you're taking shots, and we know how it's gone. Ravens didn't do that. Still 3 seconds snap to throw for Lamar Jackson. Everyone else has altered their game plan to keep T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith out of the thing. These two games, they haven't. Zay Flowers doesn't seem like he's going to play. They threw for 207 yards the last time these teams played. Zay Flowers had 100 of them. They had half their receiving yards. They did a great job on the tight ends in the first game. They didn't do a good job at all with Derrick Henry in game number two, but guess what? No Deshaun Elliott. I think that's a big deal. T.J. Watt wasn't playing all that well because he was banged up. You lost Joey Porter in that one. Dante Jackson's been in and out of the lineup. You were hurt. And you still picked off Lamar, and you still forced a fumble early. You just weren't able to jump on it. Also, the offense didn't redeem itself against the Cincinnati Bengals. I think the defense did. They were on the field for 38 minutes. I think most of that's on the offense, and they gave up 19 points. If they gained anything out of that game on Saturday, I think it's okay. Take a deep breath. The defense is back. And not to mention, they've done well historically against Lamar. They're not afraid to go in there. I think the defense is going to play a really good game.
Well, Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's all well and good, you know, getting the ball out. And if, say, like, the Ravens take the trend of the other teams and get the ball out quick, but still got to stop Derrick Henry. You think they slow him down?
I think they do, because I think it's easier to slow him down when you don't have to deal with, say, Flowers, the only Pro Bowl wide receiver in the history of the Baltimore Ravens. And behind him, I don't think they're that good. Like, Bateman's a fine player. I'd take their 2-5 over the Steelers 2-5. Yep. But if you've got George Pickens and you've got Pat Freiermuth, they've got Bateman and their two tight ends. I think the Steelers have the better receivers in this game, the better pass catchers in this game, because you've got Pickens and they don't have Zay Flowers. I think it makes it a lot easier to stop Derrick Henry if you can just say, hey, Joey Porter, follow Rashad Bateman around. Because Bateman's had a good season. I think Porter's a better player than him.
Yeah, listen, it wouldn't surprise me at all if the defense played well. I think they're a very good defense. I will say, to the stat you mentioned, I don't think you, if you look at the stretch they've played, Burrow, Mahomes, on a bum ankle, or not 100% ankle, Hurts is more in the category of Jackson, but you rush Lamar Jackson differently.
Mm-hmm.
You pressure him differently, because the penalty for being out of position against him is as large as it is against any quarterback since Michael Vick. If you're out of your, if you miss, he's gone. He's out. So, yeah, he may take longer to throw it, but you may take longer to get there. It may not, I should say this, you may not get there as quick, because you may not take the risks that you would take against a Burrow or a Mahomes, knowing that the penalty for missing on those risks or coming up empty is not as big. So I don't put as much stock into getting the ball out quick with Baltimore, because I think their plus is, the longer he holds the ball, the more crazy stuff he can do.
And the one thing he has done in the playoffs is run well.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he's got a 75 quarterback rating and he's 2-4. The legs have been there. He run it really well in the playoffs. I think the Steelers defense knows how to contain this guy. You don't stop anybody in today's NFL. Not really. I mean, Detroit did to Minnesota. They stopped them. Few and far between. The Steelers do seem to know how to slow them down, Baltimore. And it wasn't great the last game. I'll concede that, but you also weren't healthy. And that matters. You're as healthy as you can be right now. Mm-hmm. You really are. So, to me, I still think the Steelers are going to lose this game. I don't think when we're talking about it on Monday, if that is what happens, I don't think it's going to be because of the defense. I think we'll say, man, the defense did enough, but the offense couldn't get it done.
Anymore. Andrews and Likely don't scare you at all over in the middle of the field?
I think they've done a good job on those guys so far. Minka did a great job in the first game of slowing Andrews down. And then the second game, Minka had a pick. I think, again, with Flowers in the equation, I'm less confident.
Mm-hmm.
But without Flowers, I think it's simple. You're playing 10 guys against 10. I think Joey Porter Jr. will do a good enough job on Bateman. And then, I mean, Tylan Wallace, no. All the in-the-pocket stuff that Lamar has done this year, the outside-the-numbers, he's great inside-the-numbers too, but all the outside-the-numbers stuff that really hasn't been his game in the past, I think that's changed with Flowers. You don't have him. I think it's a huge, huge, huge deal.
Need the best T.J. Watt you've had.
Yep.
He's had 2 sacks in the last 5 games. They were in 1 game.
He had the strip sack fumble of Burrow that they took back too.
They took it back.
It still happened. I can't pretend like it didn't happen.
Correct. I'm just talking about.
I've seen it, Pat.
Plays the count, yep. Crowley.
Yeah. Should have
plays
counted.
The count.
Should have counted.
Didn't count.
Should have counted.
Okay. Should have, could have, would have. Like, need him to show up.
Hmm.
Need him to show up.
Don't you think he played well against Cincinnati? Though?
I do. But I need him to register stats.
Need to do it again.
And you know what? It's not just, hey, we need you to be at your best to win the game. You need to be at your best so you can win a playoff game. Because he ain't, and that's wearing on him. He's talked about that this week.
Like, this dude changes games.
Mm-hmm. And I think he will.
And I think he will, too. I wholeheartedly think he will. That's why I think their defense, I'm tending to agree with you. But, like, their defense playing well, them winning this game. The Steelers have been one of the worst in the NFL. I think it was Charlie Batch that put this out there, somebody, in terms of points off turnovers. Terrible. Like, less than a field goal per turnover.
That was the Eagles game in a nutshell, right?
Yeah. I mean, TJ strip sack fumble, touchdown. Like, that sequence or something like that has to happen in this game for them to win. Because that is, you want to put doubt in Lamar's mind? Something like that will do it and get him off his high horse.
Especially early.
Yeah, no question. Like, you've gotten obviously some more rest, at least recently, than you did in that 3-game stretch of your TJ. Like, empty it, man. Empty it. And, like, be the defensive MVP that you are. Is the best defensive player in football, and I'll stand by that. But he hasn't been consistently enough the last 5 games due to injury and otherwise. And you need that if you're going to win this game.
We had a caller say, get your hands up. Get them hands up.
I want Lamar Jackson down is what I want.
I'll tell you, too.
The tackling's huge.
They were putrid in that the last Ravens game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their worst tackling performance of the year. Maybe their worst tackling performance in years.
Yep.
Yeah. I think Elliott makes a huge difference there, too. Like, to me, he's been more valuable, in my opinion, than Minka has this year.
For sure.
So not having him in that game, whenever Derrick Henry starts going downhill, it's a big deal. And I also think, look, they got to 10-3 in part because you have turnover luck. They're fickle. They have had some bad turnover luck these 4 games. Sack Lamar early in the last one. Can't fall on the football. Against Cincinnati, you have one call back for a ticky-tack holding call. You tipped 3 Joe Burrow passes. You'd like for one of those to pop up in the air, maybe land in your hands. So I still think they are creating havoc. You need to get some luck in this one.